recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Get it on, man. What's going on there, Drewski?
You know, I have not heard your thoughts on the Korea thing, I realized. And I meant to ask you that repeatedly.
All right. Trump went there last week, and it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. I feel, in general, these are rules of life, not rules.
I did not expect the rules of living
rules of
from
life.
This question, but all right, I'm
not
ready.
Hard and fast. It doesn't mean these apply to everyone all the time, 1,000%
so
of the
not
time.
Rules it's to live just, by. They're rules
these are,
about living.
These are my general thoughts in life.
All right.
When people do things that are unreasonable / evil, building walls and separating East and West Berlin and gulags and ethnic cleansing. And when in general, whether it's a person.
You generally disapprove? Generally, it's your rule to live by?
I have mixed feelings about ethnic cleansing.
I understand.
But I will say this. In general, when nations, rulers or nations or nations and rulers come up with ideas that are generally evil, approaching them in ways like you would approach Trudeau of Canada don't work. Because you wouldn't have had that thought in the first place if we could have a conversation about this.
About the gulags.
Of evil things.
Evil
yes,
things. Yeah,
you're,
yeah,
very,
yeah, yeah.
You're very good
I'm
at this.
Just
trying to follow along.
Yeah.
Gary, you following along? Yes. So when people do evil things, Dro, going to evil people, well, micro macro.
Yeah.
Are you looking at your phone?
No.
Okay.
I'm doodling while I'm listening to
Be Charles Manson or could be Hitler's Germany.
Okay.
Going to them and sort of going, hey, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
Or how about, hey, we'd like you to reduce your weapons, man.
Well, we all.
Oh, sure.
No, see, here's the problem. You go to Charles Manson or ISIS or Hitler. I'll give you a big, medium, and small.
Yeah.
And go, hey, I know you just want to enjoy yourself, and I know you just want to love your kids, and there's you probably have a team and some music you want to listen to, and I know that's what we all want.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're doing with the ethnic cleansing or stabbing the Tates and the LaBiancas or the beheading of Daniel Pearl. I don't know what you guys – obviously, this is a misunderstanding. You want to hug your kids at the end of the day. So with that in mind, let's see what we can do. Now, the wrong posture – to go and to talk to the ISIS guys or Charles Manson or Adolf Hitler, because that isn't where they're coming from.
Right.
It's called evil.
Yeah.
And there wouldn't be a gulag if there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And we think we see things through our lens.
Yeah.
So at a certain point when Reagan is saying, tear down this wall, and he's calling the Soviet Union an evil empire, and everyone else is getting their fucking panties in a bunch, he's right. And it doesn't work to go Jimmy Carter on the Soviet Union. The only thing that works with the Soviet Union is going Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter's a very nice, passive, deeply devout man who's been with the same woman for 71 years. His, hey, man... we all want to get along. That works with Israel, but it doesn't work with Palestine. You see?
Yeah.
So the only thing they understand is a potential punch in the face. Like schoolyard bullies, it's the only thing they understand. The diplomacy is great when it's you. Hey, Obama wants to try to work something out with Justin Trudeau. Great. Let's have brunch. We'll get all hammered out. It doesn't work when Obama wants to talk to Hitler.
Right.
Or Chamberlain wants to talk to Hitler. Because one person's insane.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I have with my fucked up neighbors. You can't just go, hey, come on. We live next door to each other. You don't want the cops showing up. I don't want the cops showing up. You want the apartment. No, I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And I do horrible things. With that in mind, now... all we have is threats. Let's go get the
action too.
Action. Yeah. Oh, go get the 17th Fleet with the battleships and put them on the Gulf of Tonkin and just have them park there and fire some tomahawks. I could just show force. I don't like that it comes to this, but it's the only language you speak is force and threats. And when our
and we also hold carrots out too, you know, on the other side of that.
Yeah. If you respond to this, then you will get. Look, you want the silver, or you want the lead. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the silver. Or we'll give you the lead. We'll offer you the fucking silver first, and if you slap it out of our hands, then you're getting a lead in the form of a fucking slug between your eyes. Now we don't like to think that's the way the world works, and we don't like to be the world's policeman. And I don't want to be the world's policeman either. Unfortunately, there are people who need policing, and the world's not doing it. So you can go, well, why are you the world's policeman? I don't know. Mexico, go ahead and police. Go ahead. Africa, go police. But they don't police. So we police, and then everyone tears us a new asshole for policing. But it's like, hey, someone's got to police because there's criminals out there. Now, as far as a guy like Kim Jong-un, tired of saying his name. He's a nut job. He's a narcissist. He's in everything. And he is not going to respond to Jimmy Carter going, look, we all love our kids and we just want to hug them at the end of the day. No, that's weak. He looks at that as a weakness. It's a weakness. I don't know. We tried to get Japan. Hey, Japan, we're going to drop an atomic bomb. All right. Now will you surrender? No. Drop another one. That's how people can be. So all he understands is force, and all he understands is pain and the possibility of losing whatever. As long as we want to just talk nice, be diplomatic, settle it with words, send over some diplomats and break bread, it's never going to work. It'll work fine with Canada. It's never going to work with despots. So what despots need is big, scary guys who show up there and go, hey, you got nukes, we got more nukes, and we'll set you on fire if you screw with us. All right. Now you can go, well, should it come to that, or does it have to come to that, or why does it need to come to that? It's the only thing that works. The other choice is more generations of this.
Yeah.
So they speak one language. The one language is we will incinerate you if you fuck around. But the good news is we're nice. So let's get along.
Yeah. We make allies of our enemies routinely. That's our thing.
All right. Let me tell you about ZipRecruiter, by the way. Hiring. It used to be hard. Now it's easy. You have to go to one place to get it done. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter. Scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. 80%, Drew. That's 30% more than half of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. With results like that, no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Super exclusive deal. At this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS, the smartest way to hire. So I've said this for 1 million years. I used to say this to Alec Baldwin years and years ago. I go, you be our president. You put on 30 pounds. You put on a three-piece suit with a pocket watch. You grow a huge beard. And you say, good day. You know what I mean? Because I literally think crazy people look at Barack Obama and go, that guy's 150 pounds. I could kick his ass. Mm. Or look at him. He's smiling. He's nice. He must be weak. He must be soft. That's what happens.
Well, I think it's more that I'm not scared of him.
Not scared of him.
Yeah.
And I think they look at Trump as nuts and impulsive. And I should be scared. And the only thing that works on these essentially mad people who are like, It's like trying to scare a homeless, an insane homeless person on bath salts. Like, there's all there is a headlock. There is no, hey, man, I'm just trying to walk past the sidewalk. I don't mean you any disrespect. All that gets you is a fireplace poker in the neck.
Yeah.
So, okay, nut job. We got our own nut job, and he has a much bigger arsenal than yours. So would you like to sober up now and have a discussion? And that's, to me, what's going on.
What about the press going, hey, well, nothing really happened. What do we got here? Nothing. And I thought to myself, well, at the very least, I like them taking away those war games in South Korea, because that just saved about $500 million. That was nice.
Well, the press is tying themselves up into pretzels.
Pretzels.
Because
I got to write that down.
The press announced that this guy was a madman and an imbecile who was going to run this country into the ground. Mm. And they know they're all educated at Harvard and Brown and go to all the right parties, and they know everything. And then the economy got good, and black unemployment got good, and unemployment got good, and the stock market got good, and, you know, Kim Jong whatever may have gotten good. And now they're in a weird position because they prognosticated, we're the smart side, we know everything, and this is going to be an unmitigated disaster. So who wants egg on their face? Not the people. You have to be – okay. You have people every night who sit somewhere and go, hey, listen to me. Listen to what's going to happen. Well, if they just go, it turns out I was wrong about this and I was wrong about that, why should we tune in to listen to what you have to say the next night?
It's what are they going to do with this cognitive dissonance, this world that's not the world they thought they were going to live in?
They double down on any kind of racist, whatever they can, and then they inflate all the – they take the non-things and inflate them. You know, MS-13, those guys are animals who shouldn't be in this country. Trump says immigrants shouldn't be allowed in the country. Okay, so they do that on one end. And then when you get to the other end, such as GDP or black unemployment or North Korea coming to the bargaining table or whatever it is, you go, the jury's still out, or a lot of the economy, that's all just carryover from Obama and the last administration. Now, one thing you have to spin, the other thing you have to distort. So you take MS-13 and you distort it. You take whatever's going on with Korea and whatever's going on with the economy, and that you spin, right?
If it keeps going well, what do they do? Let me ask that. After handcrafted products from California since 1961, that is Birdwell Beach Britches. Look as good today as they did then. I've been wearing them since the 70s. It's legendary quality. Custom built at the Birdwell store. Oh, people still come into the customer as a customer to the Birdwell store in the same pair of pants, the bathing suits they've been wearing for decades. Guaranteed for life. Built for surfing and water sports, but they are really perfect for any activity. They're so great in the water. They just do all the right things in all the right places. Birdwells have this proprietary two-ply nylon inspired by the sails of boats anchored at Newport Beach. I lived in that region for a long time. And
lifeguard.
Yeah, and we wore these things. We all wore them. It's like a uniform. 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with lifetime guarantee and free shipping over $99. All you got to do is go to birdwell.com and use the discount code ADS at checkout. Again, that discount code is ADS, and you can use that at birdwell.com. Birdwell Beach Britches. I promise you will not be disappointed.
Well, I'm trying to wait. So, let me think if I wore those things growing up. Did they sell them at the JCPenney in North Hollywood?
And then you cut them off at a certain point.
Drew, let me finish my joke. Come on, man. Do you have to jump? Do you have to cut my joke off with your cutoff joke?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. All right, where were we?
You were going to tell me what happens if there's continued cognitive dissonance, because I have kind of a theory. I'm wondering if you get to the same. Like, let's say things really do go well, and they can't deny it anymore for some reason.
Listen, if I announced that Matt the Porcelain Punisher Fondelier was an evil guy, and I got it into my head that he was an evil guy, the number one thing people – I think when it comes to – in terms of human behavior and reversing – an activity or thought that the hardest thing in the world is for me to announce somebody's bad and then at some point go, oh, turns out I was wrong.
Well, I don't think they would do that.
No. But what I'm saying, here's what you do. Yeah. I would announce that that Porcelain Punisher is a bad dude.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next day, he'd bring donuts for everyone. And I'd go, oh, yeah, but look at the stupid sprinkles on the donuts.
He's trying to manipulate me. Yeah.
No, I'll just.
Yeah. You just minimize.
No, I'm just true. Negative. I'm making him saying the donuts are bad.
Okay.
Okay. And then at some point, he'd say, hey, boss, you want me to help you out with that package and bring it in the car? And I'd go, you brown noser. So I could go on forever with my declaration that Matt was an evil man, even if he did know evil and brought donuts and helped me out to the car every day because I made that proclamation. And I see people do it with people all the time. Family members. They go, you know, they have a kerfuffle with their dad or mom or something. It's like, oh, he's just trying to make up for it, or he's condescending to you, or he, you know, whatever it is. Like, once people pick a path with a person, for you to say, I judge this person to be evil and I was incorrect, is basically saying you're scrambled. It's like, I don't know how to judge people.
Right. We don't, because it's called cognitive dissonance. We don't do that. I think what they may do is start scapegoating.
I did it with Jay Moore.
What happened?
I remember sitting in a car with Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman once, and I remember, and we were all just, it was like, oh, Jay Moore's such a douche. And I was like, you know what? He used to be a douche. And now he's not. Like, he stopped being a douche. And there, and Sarah and Jimmy were like, oh, come on, once a douche, always a douche. And I was like, no, he stopped being a douche. Like, he was a douchey dude, and I actually talked to him about it, and he said, I was a douchey dude. And I stopped.
Yeah, started living a certain kind of life.
And I stopped being that way. Yeah. And I couldn't really talk Sarah and Jimmy out of it because I don't think they'd seen the kinder side. But I was fine with it. Like, I remember he did Loveline, and he was a douche. And I was like, oh, Jay's a douche. And since then, he stopped being a douche.
I think people scapegoat. They'll look around for something, somebody else to blame for why reality isn't the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's Hillary, it's Comey, it's Mueller, it's something. Some, we're going to blame somebody,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I wonder if you sort of see that too.
I just think, look, somebody made a proclamation and the press, when they issue a retraction, it's on the 40th page and it's at the bottom. They don't like going, I'm wrong.
Right.
They're not in the business of saying we're wrong. The problem with the press lately, or the new world order, think about this, Drew. Mm. Aha!
Mm.
Oh, man, there's going to be some sniffing going on. Some sniffing. Matt, focus.
Aha.
Gary, focus on me. Everybody, listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Tell me.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock, and then I'll tell you what's going on. But this is important. FBI issued an urgent request to reboot your home office internet router now to disrupt a massive foreign-based malware attack. Hundreds.
Russians.
Thousands. Ruskies. Thousands of routers already compromised. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info for sale on the dark web.
Yeah.
Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. So this is it. I've told you all the time. Criminals are number one
lazy.
They're lazy. They don't want to get up every morning and punch a clock and go to work. Yeah. If they could steal and never leave their house or never leave their country of origin, they're going to steal from you, and that's what's going on right now. If there's a problem, LifeLock agents will work to fix it, but there won't be a problem, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock with Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com, enter promo code Adam. That is promo code Adam. So now you're going to do it. Here we're going to go. You're going to tell me the meaning of life.
Well, here's what,
world order.
Here's what we're running into.
All right.
Okay. The news used to be an outlet to report to you what had happened earlier that day.
Yeah.
or in the week.
Yeah, we'd all gather and listen.
And so there was a tsunami, or there was a maritime disaster.
In fact, there was even like, oh, my God, we can see it for the first time on television. There's pictures of what happened earlier today.
The Hindenburg caught on fire, and here's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. The news anchors told you what happened.
Yes.
Their job was to say to you, here's how many people died in that maritime disaster, and here's what time it was, and here's what sea it was on. And that's what the news was. Newspapers and television, radio was, here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Don Lemon looking into a camera and saying, President Donald Trump is a racist, is not what happened. That's Don Lemon giving you his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And news, right and left, has turned into, here's what's going on, as seen through the prism of Tucker Carlson or Rachel Maddow or Don Lemon or all of MSNBC. Here's what we think. This guy's a racist. This guy's a homophobe. This guy's going to get us into World War III. All right. World War III used to be the story. You saying this guy's going to get us into World War III is not news. That's your own personal fucked up opinion, which is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why should I turn to you for your opinion if it turns out you're wrong about all this shit? What's next? What's coming down the pipe? Hey, Huffington Post, or hey, Don Lemon, or hey, MSNBC, what else can you share with me that shall not come to fruition, that will not be true, that is not actually happening, that you're wrong about? What else? All right. Well, that's a tough business proposition. How is it? Well, I'm now in the business of sharing opinions about things that haven't happened, not telling you what happened. So the economy's going to fall through. Look, Mark Cuban said, if Trump gets elected, we're going to take a 50% loss in the stock market. I mean, you can find it, Gary. It's him and another financial analyst going, if he gets elected, shave 50% off everything you own. Okay. Well, he doesn't work for MSNBC, but this is what's going on. These guys are no longer reporting what happened. They are telling you what they think about what happened and what is going to happen. And if they're going to be wrong a lot, we're going to stop listening.
Yeah.
And that's what they have to negotiate now. So what are we going to do? This madman's going to get us into World War III. Mm-mm. He just sat down with this guy, and they may have worked something out. Huh. How do we spin this in a direction that doesn't make us seem like our picker is off? Which it is. We have a divining rod that is going the wrong direction because we have an agenda, which of course is going to fuck up your divining rod if you have an agenda.
If you're driving the rod.
That's when the news stopped becoming the news. So they're going to have to deal with
worse.
This.
I think they become entertainment talk shows. Anchored to the news, hooked loosely to the news, mm-hmm. in which opinion of all types are expressed. You know what I mean?
Mark Cuban is the one who said it was going to drop 50%. So now when Mark Cuban wants to run for president and he makes a proclamation, what are we to do with that information?
Mm.
Yes?
Because he's such a poor predictor.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, in 1999, when I said Purell was bad for you.
Ah, you should run for president. That's the new world order.
Thank you.
That's it. That's what we should do here.
Hang on.
Let me tell you about Stamps real quick before we go to call. Stamps.com. These days, everything on demand, podcast. We all want it all now. That's how it is. Well, you can do it also with Stamps.com. Postage on demand. Buy, print, official U.S. postage for any letter, any package with your computer and printer. Then the mailman carrier just picks it up. That's it. Click, print, mail, done. We use it. Everyone uses it around here. Use the promo code right now, ADS, for up to $55 in free postage and the digital scale and a four-week trial. Of course, that digital scale, plug right into your computer so you can determine the postage for any letter or package. No guessing. You know exactly what that is. Slap that stamp or that sticker right on your package, and mailman comes, and that's it. Mail carrier. Stamps.com, before you do anything else, that's in the right upper corner. There's a microphone, a little microphone in the right upper corner. At the top, at the homepage, type in ADS after you click on that microphone. That is stamps.com. Use the promo code ADS for up to $55 in free postage. Digital scale, four-week trial. It is stamps.com.
All right. Line 5, Ron, 39, Detroit.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Ace?
Good.
I wanted
doing?
Good, good, good. Two things I wanted to address really quick. So you've been talking a lot about the pardoning of Jack Johnson, and I thought to myself, wow, that's great, something good that Trump has done. Now I wonder, there's no way that they can spin this, right? It's such a good event. Well, did you hear how they are spinning it?
No, I had heard when I dug into it that there may be some spousal abuse or something, but I don't know.
Right. Well, what the left now is saying that Trump had made that pardon to pander and get the black vote, and that was the only reason for it. So, of course, consistent with everything that we hear lately, the left is now always spinning the facts.
We're at a point where if there's a museum, an African-American museum, and there's a ribbon-cutting ceremony and he shows up, it's how dare he show up to this. And if he doesn't show up, it's how dare he ignore this event. Right. So it's kind of tough. He's in an interesting position. I'm putting him on hold for a second, but it's got to be rough if you get a ton of shit for showing up and then a ton of shit for not showing up. It's going to be hard to satisfy.
He just got a forge
over at HuffPo. Sorry, but your question, Ron, was what?
Okay, so the question. I've got a friend, a close friend of mine, and I, based on kind of what some things I've been seeing and whatnot and the feeling I'm getting, I'm thinking he's something other than heterosexual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's an older man himself, 30s. And I am just so he hasn't really come out or said anything, and when I ask him about girls, the question always gets avoided. So is there a way that you would think to approach a situation? Because I know that if you're in the closet, I don't know this, but I'm only imagining, if you're in the closet, it's got to be a very, very difficult situation, you know, constantly hiding it, not being able to talk about anything like that.
All right, hold on. Look, it's 2018. It's gay, more gay. You know,
don't deal with any different than anything.
I don't think you need to coax anything out of anybody at any time. Yeah. You be their friend. You talk about whatever they want to talk about. You share whatever experiences you have.
It will come up. What comes up, it comes.
Or it doesn't. Like, I don't need to know about what he's doing with the ladies or what he's doing with the fellas. It's a weird thing that people's sexuality. I know it sounds
old.
Sounds
old.
No, but what I'm saying is I really the notion that I have some interest professionally or beyond or personally with your sexuality is kind of a weird general thought, right?
Yes.
Now look, it could be, hey, I like an older woman and I like her to approach me from behind with an apparatus or whatever, and I don't want to know about that.
Really?
And I don't want to know about whether you're with a fella or not, because it really couldn't be further away from what we're doing.
Right. We're talking about wheels.
We're talking about wheels, tires, offsets, camber, toe in, toe out, all the important things, aspect ratio.
Aspect ratios.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured you'd say.
Yes. I just got into a heated tire conversation at the other shop. No. What's it got to do with tires and wheels? What I'm saying is
what does your sexuality have to do with tires and wheels?
We're talking about work. We're talking about movies we enjoy. We're laughing. Yeah. Like, what's going on intimately in your bedroom? Whatever it is, it's to be fair, on the table.
It's a throwback to your sort of teenage, young adult years when this stuff was preoccupying. People talk a lot about it. But
you got Cuban? Can't find Cuban?
I have it, I believe, but I'm watching the clip to make sure I get it queued to the right point because it's about 8 minutes long, so I'm about 3 minutes into it. Give me
Thank
five.
You. In the Thank meantime, you. We'll talk about True Car. Tips you might not know, removing excess weight from the car to improve mileage. Mm. Key fob under the chin to increase the range of your key. Mm. Another tip, True Car also helps people buy used cars with a True Car certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. That's right. Used cars, new cars, enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. You enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with a True Car certified dealer, and a simpler buying experience because you get that real price, that scattergram. Whether you're buying new or used, you lock in a price, and it's for a vehicle on a True Car certified dealer's lot. You see what others paid. You know you're getting a good deal before buying. Real pricing, new or used, faster buying experience, easier buying experience, simpler buying experience. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and you'll enjoy that more confident buying experience of knowing you've locked in a great price. Some features not available in all states. It is True Car.
All right. We'll get that Cuban thing ready for you for tomorrow's show. How about that?
Right.
You guys can go to Chassis and pre-order Uppity, if you would, please. Very good, Doc. Also, there's live shows everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com, Drew.
Go to Drew.com. The John Kelly from Harvard, very, very key addiction professor there. And we're getting most of the opioid series up now, so this is a multi-chapter. If you want to see the arc of opiates in this country, we have it now at doctor.com.
Also, check out podcast1.com. Click the survey banner and let them answer a couple simple questions. It takes a couple of minutes. It's all free, and it's all good juju for you. Do us a nice favor and fill that out. podcast1.com. Click the survey banner. Until next time, I'm Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.